Communities across the country are trying to find ways to keep students safe from school shootings, bullying, and other threats. But efforts to make schools safer can sometimes mean sacrificing a more welcoming and engaging environment. Becky Brady is an architect specializing in K-12 and educational design. She was also a student at Virginia Tech on campus during the 2007 shooting there. And she joined us earlier to talk about how schools can strike a healthy balance in the spaces they create. I started by asking her how schools can be designed to be both safe and welcoming.
My personal stance is that a school is a school. It should first and foremost be a place that is welcoming and inviting for students to come. But of course, it should also be a safe place. A lot about safety is really in perception of place and perception from the public. So when you're thinking about a school, a knee-jerk reaction to maybe kind of a worst case scenario of, say, a school shooting would be to address schools by having metal detectors as students walk in, or bars on windows, or maybe reducing the amount of windows, kind of protecting by making it more of an enclosed space. But research is actually telling us that that is the opposite of what would create a safe school, and that we really need more visibility, more open spaces, wider corridors, just opening spaces more and having them be more inviting.
Is there any sort of universality to what people think designs that do fit that and other designs that don't? Is there more innovation that you're seeing these days?
I think there definitely is more innovation. It's such a strong subject right now. And there's a lot of research that's going on kind of behind the scenes that I think a lot of people are designing more towards having these open spaces, having clearer sight lines, opening up visibility between classrooms and corridors or stairwells, letting light in, promoting mental health. Something that I've personally been studying is more of a preventative approach instead of how can we deal with something after it happens, but maybe what can we do to help prevent something from happening.
Obviously, the most terrifying thing that could happen to a parent is that there's a school shooting. When those things don't occur, you want it to be more of a welcoming environment. So I almost wonder, is one being sacrificed more for the other, especially these days?
I do think that with the way that the news is presented and the way that social media is so instant, that sometimes a learning environment can be sacrificed to making things feel like they are safer. And I think there are ways that schools can adapt to having more safe elements, maybe not just in design. Maybe there are those kind of budget-friendly renovation items like providing locks to doors on classrooms, hardened ceilings in places like restrooms so that contraband can't be hidden above a ceiling tile, bullet-resistant films being put on glazing, that sort of thing. But a building and design is one aspect in this huge topic, in this big puzzle. And climate and culture of the school is another huge portion of it. So I can design a school, but if the principal, staff, teachers, and students aren't communicating with each other or having opportunities to be involved, take ownership, get responsibility, having pride in their school, having opportunities for mental health, you know, all of these things are playing factors into what could become a worse situation.
Yeah, you're really talking about culture there as well then.
Absolutely. Culture is huge. The sizes of schools are really growing. And that's due to economies with size, and it makes sense. But when schools get larger, you know, students may feel like more of a number. So how can we work to make that less of an issue? So part of it is thinking of a school within a community and a school as a community. So you can break down this school to have these smaller communities that can be with clubs, sports, even within the classrooms, and that can help to provide different layers of belonging and strengthen interpersonal relationships among students. It also fosters opportunities for more relaxed student and staff relationships, maybe opening up a window of opportunity for a student to have a difficult conversation with a staff member. And then thinking of schools within the community, really integrating a school into its surroundings and having a neighbor, whether it's a a residential area or a business or even a car driving by on their way to work, but having whatever that neighbor is to feel pride and ownership and responsibility to that school and to the students are ways to help.
It's not just shut off from the rest of the community. It should, in some ways, as much as you can balance safety with comfort and community, it should be sort of within the larger sense in some way.
Absolutely. I think the scale of a school within the community and serving as a community and then having those micro communities within the school, all of those are working together to help ensure safety of that school. So thinking of it, you know, as part of a larger system, there are always neighbors. There's always somebody who's going to be walking, driving, whatever it may be, by that school. They can help keep eyes on that. There are even countless schools that have areas where the public is welcome to come in. So maybe not during school hours, but say there's a shared gym or a shared theater. And those really strengthen community involvement. They make community members feel like, wait, this is my school. I really care about what's happening at this school. So I want to make sure that I am paying attention to what's happening at the school and what's happening with these students.
Becky Brady is an architect and a member of a national task force studying design elements that can improve school safety.